Okay, so the first topic of this session here is Rate My Teacher, Please. You ever hear of Rate My Teacher or RateMyProfessor.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody who's been paying attention, we have or had a teacher named Malcolm Cash, and I thought, you know, it'd be great if I go to RateMyProfessor.com and see what they had to say about him. And the fun facts are, according to a couple of the posts that were basically, anybody who goes to the website can post something stating how they like the class, how they like the teacher. Malcolm Cash is one of the lowest rated teachers we had on the campus.
Gee, I wonder why.
The major complaints were that he was racist, he sexually harassed the women, and he simply ignored other details that he did not find, didn't accept, even though they were in the book.
And he's still employed at the college. How can you get away with the sexual harassment?
I don't understand how he's working in Seattle, Washington, and here at the same time to begin with, but somehow he's still doing it.
You know what? Things boggle the mind, and you know what? It's things like those when you think about them. You'll stay awake until 2 in the morning. Which, by the way, if you're listening to this program at, it's probably around 10:15 or so on a Friday night.
No, 9:15. I don't remember what time we're on anymore.
I don't know.
My will to listen has gone to the point where I just fall asleep now.
Yeah.
That's a good, the host doesn't even listen. That's
even better. That's great.
No, it's just 9 o'clock on a Friday. I got other things
to
do.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, has anybody here ever been to those websites? Rate My Teacher, Rate My Professor?
I've been to, Rate My... Never mind.
I've been there a few
rooms. Oh, yeah, so have I.
My aunt goes to RateMyAngryCat.com. RateMyAngryCat.com. Does that have the website address? But basically, people submit pictures of their cats, and you got to rate how angry they are.
I've been to a couple of RateMyProfessorThings.com. Also on MySpace, from a prior thing to that, they also have RateMyProfessor. If you're, if you hook in that you're in a college, they do have a RateMyProfessor. And actually, all the teachers, I haven't seen Mr. Cash is on there yet. But I know that all the teachers, with the exception of maybe like one or two, are usually rated pretty high. Which is great. Now, as for, for said party of Mr. Cash, and what I've heard in this the spectrum of things, is that if this guy is going to run amok, why be here? You know, we as a college thrive on trying to be a college for everybody. We have many students from Japan, from France, from Russia.
We are from France.
Yes. We have very many, very, very many, what's the word I'm looking for?
Diverse?
No. The exchange students.
Oh.
Here at the college. Now, Mr. Cash, if you keep making these statements, and I'll tell you what, you're going to have to edit this out. You call me a cracker, I swear to God I will knock you out, and I don't care what color you are. You're going to have to
edit
that.
Oh, I'm not going to edit this. It was so sweet.
No, you got to edit that out.
Oh, poo.
But you know what? But I'll tell you what, give me that. When you're done editing it out, save it to another file and give me that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, people, in public and private know my feelings all too well about this wonderful experience that he brought. And for those who don't know, his conduct caused caused the staffer of the collegian to cry because he accused her, basically said she was a racist.
But Megan Justice, who was that reporter, still put out a pretty unbiased report.
Pretty much.
Even though she was verbally abused during the meeting.
See, I don't understand the college.
You know what? I'll say this right now. I had to take off, 5 minutes before that wonderful moment in time happened because I had to go to I was invited to go to the Cavaliers game. Which, by the way, starred one of the best players and athletes of our period, of our time, who is, by the way, African-American, but I don't give a damn. I'm just glad that the Cavaliers have him because they can actually win games. And LeBron James. Alright? I really enjoyed the game, but you know what? Had I been there for when that happened, I probably would have confronted I probably confronted Professor Bling Bling. I would have taken his ass. I would have taken what chips I'm sitting on and would have wrapped it around his head. Because you know what?
Bling bling.
Well, yeah, because...
because you know what? It denigrates Cash. He is an utter... I'll see this right now. He is an utter disgrace on his campus. And Anthony had retrieved and had emailed me and pretty much all the other...
Senators,
you know, this guy's, you know, excellent rap sheet.
Excellent is probably the wrong word.
I'm being sarcastic, man.
Oh, sorry.
The thing is, this Mensa member, basically threw this upon us at the very last minute, and obviously, I mean, people know full
well. I think I was in the office when that happened, and you're like, because the way that you worded it, it wasn't him coming in there and bashing people. It was like, oh, we want to talk about diversity.
Yeah, he was talking about positive experience.
Yeah, you know what? Positive experience is not chewing somebody out.
Yeah, you know what? I walked around the campus a week after that episode was first, I ripped every single one of them down. You know what? I felt pretty damn good for doing it. Because you know what? If I never want us to have anything to do with that college ever again. I want this department to have nothing to do with this professor ever again. If he comes up here, I swear I will kick him in the nads. I will kick him in the nads, and I will take this ballpoint pen I'm holding, and I will spear him with it.
Premeditated as it was, it's a college in Seattle, Washington. I forget the name of it.
Bellevue Community College.
Where does he work here?
He works in the English department, or the actual humanities department.
Oh, he's arts and humanities.
I think he teaches English.
Which, by the way, I'm glad that was...
I should start speaking Ebonics.
Yeah, I don't think I understand.
Yo, me be not happy with this, you know, this
Wigga
fuss thing my bopper. I'd say...
Caveman.
Captain Caveman!
We're going to have to edit out this whole thing.
Yeah. Nah. Unga boonga. Me likey.
Okay. Well, we don't...
you know what? I don't like my job, but you know, I gotta be honest, and unfortunately, the views and opinions expressed by me are, you know, mine.
Well, they should know that by listening to this show by now.
But you know what?
Well, I agree with Nate, though, although I don't agree with hitting him.
If you want to kick Anthony in the butt, you can do so.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's his show.
No, actually, I agree with the kicking in the junk. It's the stabbing with the pen I don't agree with. He's choking.
All right, then, disregard the pen.
If you have that much of a problem, then why are you in what you're in? You know,
because I like my job.
No. I meant.
Oh, you're talking about him.
I'm talking about him. You know, not nothing toward you, Nate. That was great. But it falls down to this. You know, if you're gonna sit there and want to do what you just did and sit there and preach your word, then do it in a setting that needs to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, sit there and tour the U.S. and preach what you want to, like every other person does.
Well, you shouldn't.
Like, warrior, warrior.
Yeah, this was more of a debate than anything. He disguised it as a discussion.
He said, conflict is good. That is one of the most retarded, one of the most banal, one of the most asinine things that I ever heard in my life. Conflict is good. And you know what? The person who says that is the KKK member with the with the pillow cover over his head burning a cross. Why? Because he's a effing coward.
Oh, Nate's on a tangent.
Alright.
Calm. We're gonna change the topic from Malcolm Cash before Nate flips the table over.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's talk about a person who enjoys shooting people.
Let's talk about Dick Cheney shooting people in the face.
Yeah,
because that's his solution to the elderly Social Security issue.
Yeah, Fudgate. Who could?
Well, that's a good day for it.
Yeah, Fudgate. Be very, very quiet.
I'm hunting lawyers.
I'm hunting lawyers. The elderly.
But you know what? You shot a lawyer. I mean, what's the problem with that?
Oh, I guess we had a double whammy against him. He was old and a lawyer.
That's funny.
Oh man!
Unless if it's Lionel Hudson, I could probably absolutely.
Well, do we want to take a break here?
No. Actually, I wanted to say that my math teachers, the last two I have, 131 and 151, mm-hmm. both of them ranked 4.8
out of how?
Out of five.
4.8 out of 5.
Yeah, and I got an A in 131, and then I'm doing okay in 151. So I have to assume I have the best teachers on campus.
There's maybe one, maybe two teachers that I didn't have a positive experience with. But for the most part, the teachers here on this campus are probably some of the nicest helping teachers here. They, you know, that's one thing I liked about Lorain County Community College is since we're in a smaller setting, you know, we're not labeled as student, you know, 666 or, you know, student 998, you know, at some place like a Bowling Green or a Kent State where there's 200 folks in one class.
Right.
You know, it's a 30 person class. That's what I like. It's you can have time, you can sit and talk with the professor if you're having a problem. That's what makes this college great. Mm-hmm. And that's why most of the I've always had a positive experience here.
Yeah,
there are a few that, you know, that they could have helped me a little bit more, and you know, because, you know, with my learning disability and whatnot, you know, and like I said, you know, I rated them just a tad lower, but I've never had a really bad experience with any teacher I had here. Some are more helpful than others, but overall, the teachers here are very nice, very good, and I think we have a good thing going here.
I've ripped on a certain person a few minutes earlier. I will say this. I think that there are two excellent professors. You know, one of them is history teacher, Nick Santos, the other one.
He's a fresh maker.
Dr. Bruce Weigel, one of the English instructors. Both of them are very passionate with what they're doing.
Bad.
And you know what? Actually, I learned stuff, which is, you know, which is great because you're in the class and you learn stuff and you enjoy it so much you regret that it ends.
Yeah.
I've only ever had one teacher who sucked. I mean, maybe because the class was too short, maybe he was just going too fast, but I could not understand it.
Don't say the teacher's name, but what class was it?
It was Math 023. I was totally, like, lost. And I mean, I still passed the class, barely. And I was like, holy crap, this is just flowing too fast by me. It was mm-hmm. horrid, and never again would I take a class with this guy because it was just, he was teaching me math like he was talking to another professor. You know, like...
So it's just all gobbledygook.
Yeah, it made no sense.
Right.
And now I start to fear that, because when we're in 151, we just finished the accounting portion of the class, we're about to move into matrices, and I have people telling me the matrices are the hardest thing you could possibly learn in math.
You know what's funny, dude? I'm going to tell you something. I was told not to do algebra because of my learning disability. Down south, that's a requirement. You know how what average I got in that class when I had to take it? A B average. So I rocked. So don't, I mean, people tell you it's hard, but it might not be hard for you.
Well, we'll take a break right here. And when we get back, we got stuff. You know, I don't know.
Yay, stuff!
It's hidden
stuff.
Somewhere. Yeah.
I'm going to...
Okay, so as he's rubbing his nipple, we'll be right back.